Chof Aleph Tammuz, Wednesday the 24th of July, Rabbi Amram Nemeth, Maris Ayin.
My father, forgive me if this topic has been discussed here before, I don't know if it has. I presume it's fairly common, but maybe the take that we give today and the way we'll learn it will be slightly different. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelet Beis of Or HaChaim. At the end of the tshuva, he writes that one's not allowed to go into a restaurant, a non-kosher restaurant, because of Maris Ayin. That means even if someone has to go there for a meeting, it's forbidden to go there because of Maris Ayin, because people will think that you're eating non-kosher food. Well, this is, there's a whole half hour, so let's just wait a second. We'll discuss. One's not allowed to go in because of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is either because people will think that it's mutter to go and eat in a non-kosher restaurant, especially if there's lack of knowledge amongst the onlooker, and they see you as someone who's more religious, maybe. And second of all, because people will accuse you of eating non-kosher food. Those are generally the two ideas that are given to Maris Ayin. I think Rashi brings both throughout Shas. So you can't go in. You can't go in. So he says, if it's really hard for you, if you're starving, hungry, if you really feel you'll lose loads of money, if someone needs a bathroom, then they can go into the restaurant. But make sure it's rather uncomfortable. You've got to tell people outside that the reason why you're going in is because, you know, you have to go in, you need to drink desperately, or you need to go to the bathroom. You've got to tell people outside in case they see you go in. And without that, it's usher to do it. Unless it's shasat chak gadol, that's what he proves from the Gemara in Ksuvas. And you can't go in at all.
If it's an area where there's no Jews, you can.
Right, so we'll discuss that in a minute. Where are we going? Well, it's running out. But so, I'd like to discuss just a few main principles in the sugya of Maris Ayin, and ultimately to conclude maybe potentially slightly differently to what Rav Moshe has said. Without my own, from other sources, of course. Before anyone, you know. In Sima Pei Zayin, in Yeridea, the Rama brings a custom that they were accustomed to having almond milk together with chicken. They were also accustomed to having almond milk together with meat. And the Rama reads as follows. V'nagu lasos cholov mishkedin. We make nowadays almond milk. U'manichin bar basa oif. We put inside chicken. And that's no problem. Hayol ve'eino rak midrabana. Because the prohibition and the issa of having chicken with cheese is from the Rabbana, not from the Torah. Although some Tanaim hold it is from the Torah, we pass in this midrabana, so you shouldn't get mixed up and eventually have meat with milk. But chicken and milk is drabanan, and therefore one can put almond milk and cook it, as the Shach says, together with chicken. Because the onlooker will only ever make a mistake and think that chicken and milk is mutter. Okay, that's drabanan. Chazal didn't take their gezeiras so far. Avor basa behema, but animal meat, yesh la'aniach etel ha'cholav shkedin. One should leave on the table a cup of almonds, like people used to be accustomed to do with coffee creamer. Mishum Maris Ayin. K'moshen esbal el sima samachvav le'inyan dam, like with fish blood, there was mutter, they would put the scales to show. So there's a differentiation in the Rama in Pei Zayin between chicken and between meat. And more importantly, between dine d'oraisa and dine d'rabbana. If I'm worried that the onlooker will see me do an Issa Drabbanon and potentially accuse me of that, or maybe he'll get mixed up and do it himself, it doesn't matter. Because it's the Drabbanon, how far can we take a Gezeira? Chazal always put their limits on, or else it'll be too hard to... Even though the message is there, but they didn't want to do it. And Daraisa, yes. So if you're cooking animal meat with milk, then it is a problem. And the Poskim discussed, people will know the difference between chicken and milk, chicken and meat, and they won't. And that's discussed here in Yeridea. But the main differentiation is between a Darabanan and a Daraisa. And the Shach straight away asks the Ramah, where did this come from, that we don't worry about Maras Ayin, when the onlooker will only presume that he's violating an Issa Darabanan? There are sugyas in Shas that tell us that even if the onlooker will only presume you're violating the Issa Drabbanon, we're still concerned for the Issa of Maras Ayin. So why does the Ramah say, because the chicken and milk is only Drabbanon, and therefore that's what the onlooker will see, don't worry about it so much. That's against Gemara's and Shas, which is where we see that even if the potential mistake the onlooker will make is going to be Drabbanon, we're still concerned for Maras Ayin. And one example he brings is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Nun Dalet says, "Ein chamar yotz b'merdas bezman she'ina kashur aloi, v'loi bezug af al pishu pakuk." Even if, don't take your animal out on Shabbos with a bell round its neck, even if it's still, then there's nothing inside and it's not making a noise. V'loi bezug, and not with a chain and the bell, af al pishu pakuk, even if it's hollow and it's not an active bell. Says the Gemara, "My Tama, Mishum Demechzi," because it seems, "Kamanda Ozel Lechinga," like he's off to the market where they used to decorate the animals. Rashi says, so it looks like you're going to do Mekach HaMemka on Shabbos, and someone will see that. He'll presume, he'll suspect, whatever the reason of Maras Ayin is, and that's a problem. So don't go with a bell, even if it's not a mashmiach, because it's not making a noise. There's still a problem because someone will see that, and they'll think you're going to do business on Shabbos. Mechzi commander Ozel Lechinga. It looks like you're going to the market, so don't do it. That's the Gemara. Says the Shach that Mekach HaMemka of Shabbos is Drabbanan. And we see Chazal was still bothered for the Issa of Maras Ayin. So why does the Ramah say, well, chicken with almond milk, what's the worst? The onlooker will be over Drabbanan, that doesn't matter. But this is Drabbanan over here. And if you see Chazal were concerned by Maras Ayin, even when the potential Issa is only Drabbanan, why is the Ramah makeup? That's the question of the Shach, and he argues on the Shach, and he's machmir.
Why isn't there like a more public like Shabbos thing that like, we're more makrid, and cooking is like a little bit more of a personal thing?
It could be. If you look at another Gemara in Beitza and Daf Tes, Beishamai Oimrim, Ein ma'licha nesasulam mishoyv klushoyv, ava meteyu mechaloy lechaloy nebezhila matirin. One's got a ladder that they use for dovecots to take chickens out on Yontif to shech them for Simchas Yontif. Don't walk around with a ladder from one dovecot to another, because someone's going to see you, and when he sees you with a ladder, he'll think you're going to fix your roof. And fixing a roof is a problem, right? The marach, maybe you'll be smoothing the roof. That's an Islam Yontif to do. So don't do that. If the ladder is on the dovecot already, and you're just moving it from one window to another, well, that's mutter, the Mishnah says. However, to move from one to another, and I'm going to see walking with a ladder, the onlooker will presume you're going to fix your roof, and that's why you've got a tall ladder. So don't do it on Yontif, even if it's mutter to go and shech the birds for your meal. Amar Rav Chanan Ba'amin, Machlokes Bereshus HaRabim. The whole problem of walking with a ladder is specifically in the public domain. Do Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai hold, Haroya Oyma Latiach Gagoy Hutzarech. The onlooker will say he's going to smoothen out his roof, which is Asa. U Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel hold, Shoif Chemechiach Olav. This ladder was specifically made for the dovecots, and people will realize that. So that's the machlokes they had. Would people realize when they see this ladder that he's not smoothing out his roof, or will they not? But says the Gemara, Abu Bershus Hayachit, but if no one's going to see him moving his ladder at all, then divrei hakol mutar. There's no machlokes beis shammai and beis hillel. So if your dovecot is next to the main road, and people will see you walking around with ladders, they don't necessarily see you going there, that's asa, because of Maras Ayin. People will think that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, so they're going to be choshed you, whatever the reason is. But b'shus hayachid, divrei hakol mutar. Even Beis Shammai, who are careful over here, and they say people will presume the wrong thing, well, that doesn't matter, Rosh Hashanah, because no one's seeing. But like we just asked before, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Mokem Sha'asu Chacham Mishum Maras Ayin, Afilu B'Chadrei Chadarim Asa. The prohibition of Maras Ayin and Me'issa is even when people can't see. If something's also because of Maras Ayin, it's not only also when people can see, it's also even when you're in the house by yourself. And it sounds illogical, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos explains, is to keep the Gezeirah strong. Because as soon as you start thinking to yourself, well, no one can see me now, so I'm allowed to be over the Issa of Maras Ayin. Are there four people here, five people here? The whole Gezeirah gets weakened. So in order to keep the Gezeirah strong, Chazal said you've got to keep Maras Ayin everywhere. It's not because inherently there is Maras Ayin when it's you, yourself, in your room, and no one else. It's not because Hashem is looking, it's nothing to do with that. It's because to keep Rishus HaRabim strong. Or else once Rishus HaYachid, they already start being fragmented, and you don't have to keep the Issa properly, the Issa becomes weaker. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Chazal felt, make it everywhere. Then with Maras Ayin is in the private domain and in public. So why does the Gemara say the Rishus HaYachid is a problem? Says the Gemara, you're right, but it's a machlokes tanoim. Not everyone agrees that you make the Issa across the board in Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. So far, let's just summarize what we have so far. We have a tshuva of Rav Moshe saying, don't really go into a restaurant because of Maras Ayin. We have after that a differentiation between the Issa Darabanan and the Issa Doraisa. Darabanan, the Ramah says it's fine. Doraisa, we say, that's not so good. And thirdly, we have the question of the Shach, well, why are you differentiating between a Darabanan and Doraisa? Well, you see clearly in Chazal, with the cow with the bell on his neck, he can't go. Even if the presumed Issa, the unlookable thing you're doing, is Mecha Chomemka, which is only ever an Issa Darabanan. Is that okay? And then finally, we've just said now, there's another halacha Maras Ayin, which we pointed out before, is that will be even b'chadrei chadarim, even when it's in private. Why? To keep the gezeirah strong, but that's a machlokes tanoim.
But that's a chashash deraisa.
That's a chashash deraisa, yeah. Mamare, yeah, or boina or something, is a building on Shabbos. Yeah, the chashash deraisa, fair enough. And there's a gemara in Shabbos, similarly, that if someone's washed their clothes, and got soaking wet, and they hang their clothes out, then the Gemara says, well, be careful with hanging it out in public, people will think you've washed on Shabbos, but you could do it in private. Says the Gemara, but you can't, because even b'chadrei chadarim, well, the Gemara says, so don't worry so much. And that's how the Gemara goes in a few places in Shas. But there are a few anomalies, and I'll share with you two of them. It's also the Raisa, yeah. Kibbutz would be the Raisa, it's a holder of Malavim. If someone's unfortunately died on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, then the Gemara in Moed Katan discusses whether you're allowed to build the Aron and the coffin on Yom Tov itself. And the Gemara discusses whether it's evident that the coffin is for him, whether you have to have a coffin, can you put him in the ground without it, is it a Tzorech Yom Tov, in a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim over here. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, a person can build the coffin for the mess as long as they build it in private where no one else can see. So the whole discussion of the coffin, maybe that's what Shasa Rabbah says of Shulman Gamliel. However, if no one could see, then it's muta. And the Gemara doesn't discuss at all Chadrei Chadarin and Rav's Halacha, Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara keeps quiet there completely. And there's a similar Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Samach. If your gutter gets stuffed up, full of weeds, and you want to try and cleanse it so the water will go through smoothly, then kela'achayad, you could do it with your foot, you can kick all the weeds out and scrape it out. The Gemara says, do that b'tzina. Tzina sha'olu boi kaskasim. M'machin b'ragloi b'tzina b'shabas. Ve'ena choshesh. Do it quietly, though. But the Gemara doesn't discuss tzina, but what about chadrei chadarim mezasa? And the Gemara then doesn't give an answer of, well, there's machlokes tanoim, so that's not so pasha. The Gemara is quiet on the halacha of chadrei chadarim in two places. The Gemara, yeah.
That's what you said,
right, yeah, 100%. But the Gemara doesn't then analyze that and say, chadrei chadarim, why is that mutter? Maras Ayin is also even b'chadrei chadarim. And give the classical answer, which the Gemara brings throughout Shas, well, there's machlokes tanoim. In these two places, the Gemara says, do it quietly, and then keeps quiet. And the Amoraim don't seem to be bothered by the fact of Rav's halacha.
What's your classical example of the Chadrei Chadarim that's also to do... That's okay. Is it,
if no one could see, let's say.
No, but are we differentiating between like something like milk, that like it's kind of a common thing, or sort of a nifter, or like, you know, the pipe that like doesn't happen very
well? But potentially you'll make a differentiation now, but in a second, not to answer our restaurant.
What's the malocha of building the coffin on Chol HaMoed?
It'll be Hachana, maybe. Maybe I think the Rishonim, as far as I remember, discussed that you could. They used to bury without the coffin. This wasn't necessarily such a need to go.
At worst, it's a drabona.
Drabona. Yeah, this is the closest answer, 100%. Right. Just bear with me a second. Yeah, it's never going to be. Well, it's Chol HaMoed. All halachas basically. Yeah. Machlokes in the beginning of the machlokes in the whole of Moed cut whether all drabona deraisa. But Tosfos goes like you. That's what we're going to see in a minute. So we'll see a differentiation now, like we just pointed out. But so far, just to summarize, we've got two Gemaras that discuss the Issa of Marasayim b'Chadrei Chadorim and say it's Machlokes Tanoim, and two Gemaras that ignore the Issa of Chadrei Chadorim and Marasayim. Two Gemaras that seem to say if this Marasayim is forbidden, it's forbidden in every circumstance, even if you're by yourself. And two Gemaras that say, well, if you're by yourself and no one can see it, no one's going to presume that it's Mutter. And Tosfos in both places says that where the Issa is only Durabonon, we don't forbid Marasayim b'Chadrei Chadorim. Chazal didn't go that far. Where the Issa is potentially a Duraisa, we do forbid. So to go back, the Shach asked a question on the Ramah. The Ramah said chicken and cheese is not a problem of Marasayim because it's Durabonon. Meat and milk, or meat with almond milk with meat, that's a problem, because potentially the person will think you could do an Issa d'Oraisa. And the Shach said, I've got sugars and shas everywhere, that even by a d'Rabbanan. And the answer is, maybe, according to the Nachrasi, well, that's true, of course. But there's still a difference between a d'Rabbanan and a d'Oraisa with the rule of Chadrei Chadorim. And that's Mavur in the Gemara, and Tosfos says this in both the Moed Katan and in Chesuvos. That the Issa of when you're by yourself to be careful for the prohibition of Maras Ayin is only when the potential Issa is an Issa to Eraisa. But if the potential Issa is only an Issa to Rabbanon, Chazal weren't concerned. And therefore, in Moed Katan and Ksuvos, when we talk about the Aron and the Chatzah, and we talk about the drain pipe, which is Kala'achayad and Rabbanon, the Gemara says, do it quietly. The Gemara doesn't then ask, but Rav says it's also to do, and the Gemara says that's Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara keeps quiet. Says Tosfos, why? Because there the onlooker will only ever presume you're doing an Issa d'Rabbanan. And that answers, of course, our Ramah over here. When, says the Nachlas Fi, is the Ramah talking about in someone's kitchen? In someone's kitchen, there's no one else there, or maximum their family members, who he says will know what they're doing. And therefore, chicken and cheese in the kitchen, of course, Marasayim is forbidden with d'Rabbanan. But you're inside. You're not doing it on the main road. If it's not on the main road, Marasayim falls away. However, meat and milk, meat with almond milk, is potentially an Issa d'Oraisa, so the Marasayim is stricter, and we make it stronger by applying it even in the Rishus HaYachid as well. That's the first principle, which halachically the Mishnah Berurah brings as well in Hilchos Shabbos. By Drabbanon, it won't be so relevant. The Pri Chadash is unique in the sugya over here, and in Hilchos Pesach when they were making some sort of fried matzah with lentils, which looked like chametz, and some people forbade it, and the Pri Chadash said it's mutter, and he doesn't bring the reason of the Rabbanon. He brings a completely different reason. It's because it's not mentioned in Chazal at all. When Rabbeinu and Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara and they finished off writing all the Gezeiras, that was it, and it's impossible to add on to them afterwards. So any Marasayim, says the Pri Chadash, that's not mentioned in the Gemara at all, is not considered to be Marasayim. Maybe try and be careful if you want to, but you can't add on to a Gezeira. And the reason is also simple, because then it makes it slightly more confusing. We need to have a book, so to speak, that will last us throughout the generations, that we know this is what we have to keep. And he says, once you add on, you also lose as well. So the Pri Chadash says, Marasayim, which is new. Anything which is not in the Gemara, that's all the cases that are nowadays, which would include in his psak. The leather shoes on Tisha B'Av on Yom Kippur, the shaitels people were concerned about, the shaving people were concerned about, the restaurant people are concerned about. Everything is nowadays. That was never an issue, obviously, and it's not written in Chazal. So that's not Marasayim. You may have the logic of Maariv Sinai, and the impetus to create the Maariv Sinai scenario is there, but if it's not in Chazal, we don't have to do it. And it's an extreme view, which not with most of the Paschim are Chaylik on, but we'll see how we use it just now with the restaurant scenario. The Bichol said, if it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not in. If it was around the times of Chazal, it's in, if not, not. And the way he answers the Ramah is by saying, there's a halach in Sif Dalet, the Ba'asa Labasha B'chol of Isha Mipnei Maras Ayin. The Rashba says, don't cook with breast milk because of Maras Ayin. Says the Ramah, I've got respect for the Rashba because he's the Rashba himself, and by an Issa D'Oraisa, says the Pri Chadash, of Basa B'chalav, which is similar to B'chalav Isha, I'm going to say it's forbidden. But not by an Issa D'Rabbana, because it's not written in the Gemara. And that's why it says Chalav Shkedim with Oif with Mutter, because it's D'Rabbanon. Once it's D'Rabbanon, I'm not going to be Mesiachah to the Rashba who says it's forbidden. It's quite complicated, that, but the principle we can still take with us for the last part of the shir. The Pri Chadash says, if it's not in, it's not in. That's how he differentiates. That's why the Roma says, Basa Oif B'chalav Eino Rak D'Rabbanon. If it's Rak D'Rabbanon and it's not mentioned in the Gemara, I'm not going to put it in. Basa Behema with Chalav is D'Raisa, then it's similar to what the Rashba said, out of respect for the Mesorah, I'm going to put it in. So even though the Shach's right, of course Maariv Sinai is by D'Rabbanon, we don't apply it. And therefore we have two answers, potentially, learning two halachas from this Ramah over here. One answer was the differentiation between the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin and the Rosh Hashanah Yachid with D'Rabbanon and the D'Raisa, which is what the B'Halacha brings in Hilchos Shabbos. Number two, the second principle we learned was that the Pri Chadash says, if it's not in the Gemara, it's not in, and that's how he answers the Ramah. But if you didn't get how it fits into the Ramah, it's irrelevant, because you can still come out with something which is relevant to the first point that we made. In the beginning we said, there's a tshuva of Reb Moshe in Eirach Chaim that says it's forbidden to go into the restaurant. And if you can't go for a business meeting unless you literally stand outside with a sign saying, I'm going in for a meeting. Or if someone sees you go in, you tap them on the shoulder. If you go into the bathroom, say, I'm going in. Which is very hard to do. And the Shas Adchak, you can make all the rest, he says, you can't. Reb Asher Weiss in Menchas Asher says, two reasons why this case would still be mutter. One of them he brings is the Pri Chadash. There was never a case of Maariv Sinai restaurants written in the Gemara, and therefore it's mutter. But he doesn't leave that by itself, because many of the Paschim were choylik with it. And he says also, everyone knows nowadays, if someone goes into a restaurant, they're going for a meeting. And with those two together, he says it's mutter to go in. However, there's one caveat, and that is, the Pritoya says here in Yeridea, always be careful as much as you can. So if you have an option, it's always better to go to the kosher one. Because it's ideal to take the message of Maariv Sinai wherever you are. We can't make it an Issa D'Rabbanon, we can't fit it into the words of Chazal, but the lesson from it, of being scared, what people will think of what you're doing, people making mistakes, people who don't know so much is there. And if you can, try as best as you can, but nowhere near as much as Rav Moshe saying it's Asa. It's mutter to do. If you have another option, try and do it. And therefore, the Rav Asher Weiss is Mekel, and he says you can go into the restaurant to have a meeting, etc. Just to...
It's not Chazal, there were no restaurants, that's what he's saying, yeah.
But there were sudos,
there were parties, there were chasnas, there were all sorts of other situations.
But they still didn't make the asa.
Where a person wants to go into a place where goyim are eating.
But I'm not conscious, so you say even more so. So they didn't make the asa, why didn't they say anything's forbidden then? They didn't write it down. So obviously they didn't feel that was fitting for the halacha of Maariv Sinai.
So not only did it have to exist, Bisman Chazal,
right,
had to be mentioned.
Yeah, that, I answered Mordechai this question. I wasn't sure. He said, no, it doesn't make a difference. We didn't write it. It's not even finished.
Even if it existed, the Chashash said.
If it existed, it's more of a proof. Because it existed. And they said it's fine. Things like electronics, which didn't exist then, I found more difficult. But fair enough.
Electronics.
No, but I asked him, if they didn't have it nowadays, then how can you bring a riot from the fact they didn't make a Xera on it? He said, that's it. If it's not in, it's not in.
Yes,
it's
just relying. You can switch on the light on Shabbos.
Okay. So if someone's going to KFC and they're fixing something in the back and they're wearing a t-shirt, I don't think this hat would apply as easily, because it's not obvious. I think you go to KFC for a meeting or McDonald's or somewhere, and if you're going in, I would say you have to be careful for Rav Moshe, from my humble opinion, because it's not so evident that you're going in for that. Or tell people as they're going past, because people who are not from could easily get mixed up with that. They see you, let's say, somewhere in Kilburn High Road going into KFC with a couple on, They could think maybe it's mutter to have chips in there and that kind of thing. So you'd have to be very careful with that. Unless you it would probably be ideal to carry a ladder and wear a cap saying you're a workman. From my humble opinion, from this, have some dirty clothes to show what you're doing is building. Or else I don't know how much this would apply. Because Reb Asher Weiss doesn't just say the pre-chodesh by itself wouldn't be enough. Not because it's not written in the Gemara, because the Pesukim weren't all going with that. Because coupled with the fact that everyone knows the two together create a heter, which is different to Reb Moshe. And he argues with Reb Moshe clearly, he brings Reb Moshe, and he asks many other questions on him. So, I would say you have to be careful otherwise, just to finish off, because it's the 3 weeks. Oh yeah. As you see, it's mutter, because that was the only problem with it. Was the tears of dying. Right. Right. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches, it says, "Amar of Chista, my dichsev, Oyev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Oyev Hashem, what does it mean? Sha'arim Hamatzionim Bahalacha Yosef Mibotik Nesias Ubotim Midrashas." Hashem loves more the places where they're learning halacha more than batei knesiyos and batei midrashos. V'hayinu d'amar Rav Chiya ba'ami mishmei de'ula. And that's what Rav Chiya ba'ami meant. V'yoyim shechara beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein lo l'kodesh baruch hu bo'ilamai bilvad, ela arba amai shel halacha. Hashem only has the fourth dalad amai shel halacha. Now the beis hamikdash is destroyed, Hashem has a dalad amai shel halacha. There's two problems. And when the Beis HaMikdash was there, what happened? And second of all, it says, Hashem likes Dalad Amar Shel Halacha, Yoytzmi Bote Knesiyos Ubote Midrashos. So everyone's learning there as well. And the Mashal asked these two questions. The Mashal says that when the Beis HaMikdash was around, and the Halacha, the Siyat Dishmai, the Paschal Halacha, was in the Lishkas HaGazis, and with the Sanhedrin. But as soon as the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it spread around everywhere. And everyone who learned Gemara, Aliba to Hilchasa, that was the most special thing to do, because that brings the Shechinah to where that person is. The Shechinah resides when a person's passing in Halacha, when he's translating how to live with Hashem's Torah in his life. That's where the Shechinah resides. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was in one place for a select group of people with Sanhedrin who were passing the Shailas. In a basic measure, the basic Knesset, not everyone's learning halacha. People learning Chumash and Tehillim. Someone who's paskening the halacha specifically, seeing how it's relevant to their lives, that's where the Shechinah is with. And I think the message from that is that, you know, as long as the Golas is here and it looks very bleak, there's always something positive in there as well. That means nowadays, we have the ability ourselves to bring the Shechinah wherever we're paskening the halacha. Whereas in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only in the Lishkas HaGazis. And when something's going very badly for a person or for a nation or for a people, often HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make something go very well to show his love for Am Yisrael over here. And when the Yidden were kicked out of Spain in 1492, and Abarbanel, Queen Isabella offered Abarbanel to stay because he was the financier for them and he worked for them. And he said, no, he said, I'm going with all Klal Yisrael. And when they came out, it was on Tisha B'Av itself. And he was mighty them to play music on Tisha B'Av itself. And I heard this for Shira like about 3 or 4 years ago, and the reason was because he wanted to show that even in the darkest moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, there's always a light that's still there. When we say, Oyev Hashem Sha'arem Hatzion B'Halacha, Michmiyon Shechara Beis HaMikdash, is sharing with us that when the Beis HaMikdash was there, Torah was in Lishkas HaGazis, that's where they paskened. But there's something very good also that's happened since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. And that's that every single person themselves has the ability to bring the light in their own life by learning a Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah, by seeing what they have to do. And that's the message, I think, for every time a person goes through a very hard time, often HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show them something good just to give them chizuk and to show his care for them even then. We should be zoich for this year. Mashiach should come by the time Shabbos Thomas comes. We should see Mashiach and have a main one.
Similar thing, a different question which I get is a kosher
cheese. That's the Amara sign of the proprietor.